At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
On the radio, 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast, just like the radio show. You could listen to whatever you missed.
Yeah, we have a very special guest coming up next hour. We told you a couple of weeks ago, a woman was attacked on the streets of Long Beach mid-afternoon by a vagrant who had his pants down and was going to sexually assault her. Looks like a bystander may have said something and he got scared off and ran away. The update this afternoon is that the LA County DA's office is not going to charge a felony against the attacker. Misdemeanor counts of sexual battery and vandalism in connection with the attack, which happened on Linden Avenue and East Broadway in Long Beach.
And it was on video. The whole world saw it. It was run on the news dozens of times. Yeah.
Dozens of times. So Rebecca Peterson will join us in 1 hour. Obviously, she's not happy with this decision. And what's even more ironic, it seems, is that the Long Beach City Attorney's Office is asking for the felony to be reinstated. But believe it or not, it's because they think that the criminal, the homeless guy, can get more help that way. He can get treatment. Make sure the defendant has access to appropriate treatment.
You see?
Okay. Now I've seen it all.
Going back to what I said about how the colleges injected this propaganda into their brains. Yeah. And now look, they're in charge of law enforcement. They're in the district attorney's office. That this whole philosophy is pervasive in the Justice Department. Where did they get these ideas from? They must have learned them when they were young and impressionable and in college. It was indoctrination. It was a re-education camp they went to.
We begin, though, with another horrible story from Lancaster. A couple of children have been killed by their biological father. We're going to bring on Steve Gregory for an update on this story. This guy apparently has a violent history as well. Steve.
Yeah, this guy looks like has a bit of a criminal past going back to 06. In both L.A. and San Bernardino counties, kind of a myriad of cases involving custody battle from last summer. Also, domestic violence issues, restraining orders, actually an arson from many years ago.
Yeah.
He's got a number of violent issues in his vitae, if you will.
And how much prison time did he serve for all these violent issues?
It looks as though that he never really served any time in prison, per se. And if he served any jail time, it was very, very minimal, because it kept saying the times, if you look at the sort of the timeline of his history, going from 06 to 07 to 14 to 16, even if there was any kind of jail time in there, it would have been very, very minimal.
A lot of restraining orders.
Yeah, a lot of restraining
orders that he had
orders
over the years.
So it begs the question, how effective are these restraining orders?
Well, they're not. They're sheets of paper. Yeah. If you're a crazy, obsessed wacko, you're not going to be stopped by, what, a sheaf of paperwork?
And he'd actually...
I've never understood that whole restraining order nonsense.
No, in 2014...
Because you're not thrown in jail anyway, even if you violate the order. So what?
Yeah. No, it's... I don't know, and I know that there's always legislation to try to strengthen the restraining order, but it's only as good as the person it's against. You know, I mean, that person could still do whatever they want, and then a lot of times officers don't—they're just too— a lot of times they're spread too thin to respond to these things. And so there was actually a recommendation—I'm going on a bit of an off-ramp here, but there was actually recommendations, you know, to have the unarmed people reply to these or respond to these sort of restraining order issues. That remember, right. If you remember correctly, that was part of the whole, I can't remember the name of it. The LAPD was doing it. The community response people. Anyway, so this guy, Prospero Serna, lives in San Bernardino County. Up until about an hour ago, he has still refused to be fingerprinted. He's under arrest, but they have not been able to process his booking completely because he refuses to cooperate with authorities. They did announce yesterday afternoon, investigators said they do have enough evidence to file murder and child abuse charges. Taking everyone back to Saturday night, just before midnight, the LA County Sheriff's Department was dispatched to the scene at an apartment complex. And when deputies got inside, one of them had characterized it being very disturbing, kind of a bloodbath. These poor children had all suffered from deep gashes and cuts.
Oh.
And then all four taken to a hospital, two of them pronounced dead. The other two are currently recovering from their injuries. Now, court papers over the years show this and sort of paint the picture that we've been talking about with Serna. And one of the things we're able to sort of ascertain from these court papers over time is the ages of the children, because officials are not releasing the ages or genders of the children right now. We can kind of do the math and figure out that two of the four, are either 3 to 7 years old, and then there are two other children that are three-year-old twins.
Oh, wow.
And we don't know which of the four or which of the two of those four were the ones that actually died. Something else that's important to note before we go to break is that Serna was also quite the social media activist. I mean, he was always posting stuff online, and up until a few days before his arrest on Saturday night, in fact, you might see some video footage. He had to be physically taken down by deputies and restrained. Come to find out, he has a history of mental health issues.
Yeah, big surprise.
And he posted one time, quote, "Do you guys remember that time I told you guys I was tortured and injected with different drugs at a mental facility? Well, I wasn't lying, so don't judge the way I think. How would you think if you were injected by an unknown poison?" He was actually posting stuff about the issues in the Middle East. He said, in one posting, "Ceasefire or the world will be uninhabitable for everyone." He posted on October 16th on his Facebook account. So he's got a bit of an interesting past, and he lost custody of his children in July of last year. The mother had full custody of the kids, but it's not known if he was there Saturday night to visit his children, because he did have some visitation rights, but it's not clear if that's what he was doing when the attack happened, or if he made a special trip out there.
Yeah, it does say he was allowed to visit at the mother's home with the children, which is where this happened, right?
Yeah. It's not been confirmed that it is her, in fact, her place. Unusual, though, the four kids were found in a bedroom, but it wasn't clear if the kids were actually attacked in the bedroom or somewhere else and put in the bedroom. And that's something investigators are probably going to release a little bit later. But, so it's not clear whether he was there for a regular visit or he did a surprise visit. That's stuff that's not coming out yet.
And do we know if he ever was accused of abusing the children before? I mean, a lot of this is domestic violence with the woman, right?
Yeah, there's been no evidence thus far, no court papers that show anything that he attacked the children prior to this Saturday.
All right, Steve, thank you very much.
Got it, guys.
All right, Steve Gregory, KFI News, covering the horrible news out of Lancaster, where a couple of children were killed by their own biological father. and, of course, he's estranged from them, restraining order against him, but of course he...
He had a lot of restraining orders. He had one in 06. He had one in 07. He had he was charged with battery on a spouse in 2014. He got a restraining order in 2016, 2021 a restraining order, lost custody in 2022. I mean, that's six cases right there, but little or no time in jail or prison. Just a lot of paperwork waving in the air.
Right.
So what do you think is going to happen? And if you believe his story, he was actually in a mental institution for a time, but of course they let him out. Well, you let out violent mental patients.
This is
it's
what
like
happens.
The guy in Maine.
And then you say, oh, it's all right. We have a restraining order on him. He's not going to bother anybody. Right.
So, you know, spare me this, you know, another unthinkable tragedy. We've created the tragedies. We have a system where we could put people away and lock them up, either criminally or for their mental disorders, and we won't do it. So people are going to die.
All right, your chance to win money.
I don't know what's wrong with the whole world.
As soon as we come back, your chance to win money, you'll get another keyword. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, he's dead. That's Robert Card, the main mass shooter from last week. But wow, the stories are piling in about all the warnings that he was going to go on a shooting rampage. And despite all of these warnings, he still had a bunch of weapons and he still went on a shooting rampage. In the months before he carried out the mass shooting, everybody that knew him said he's probably going to be violent. He's been hearing voices. We now understand that, yes, after he got these hearing aids, he was convinced. And he did have a hearing problem, maybe because he was around guns and gunfire a lot because he was a shooting instructor, that he thought people were calling him a pedophile, a child molester. That was his paranoia.
He thought his friends were calling him a pedophile.
And people at that army base and lots of other people, right.
So it's a psychotic episode. It's related to schizophrenia, and when you're having psychotic episodes, you have to be locked indoors. There's nothing else you should do. Lock them indoors.
Yes.
Instead, he's allowed to have weapons, and everybody is just so upset over the tragedy. Well, why didn't you keep him locked up? It looks like just about all of Maine law enforcement is just were completely in over their heads, absurdly incompetent. I mean, the National Guard, the sheriff's departments, there were like statewide warnings for this guy.
Yeah, they were constantly calling the police. His ex-wife and teenage son in May met with a deputy to express their concerns about his behavior. Then a bunch of phone calls resulted. Then his Army Reserve unit got involved. His brother got involved. His sister got involved. And I always say this on the air, and this time I'm strikingly wrong, that we need family members to take action. And they did notify the police. I mean, they can't lock him up. They can't do anything but report his behavior.
See, the police don't take action. Nobody takes action in government. No, nobody takes action in law enforcement. And he would answer the door with a loaded gun in his hand. So there was no one willing to take him on. He had to be arrested, detained, and put away.
Now, in September, he was driving home from a casino with a friend from his reserve company. And again, he said, people are calling me a pedophile. So he threatened to shoot up the drill center at Saco, Maine, where his company was based, his Army Reserve Company, Military Reserve. He would get all the commanders who had ordered him to the mental hospital. Then he punched his friend, who told commanders he was concerned Card's going to snap and, quote, commit a mass shooting. There it is, plain and simple. Well, eventually they decided to do a wellness check on him out of an abundance of caution. And when they went to one place where he supposedly lives, nobody was home. Another time they heard movement in a trailer that Card called home, but he didn't answer the door. So they contacted a Captain Jeremy Reamer, who was commander of Card's reserve unit and a cop in New Hampshire. And his answer was, it's best to let Card have time to himself for a bit. Reamer didn't return email seeking comment on that decision.
An idiot. Just a complete idiot. In other words,
all he needs is time alone to kind of work this out, right?
Sheriff's office sent out a File 6 bulletin asking all other public safety officials to keep an eye out for Card. What is with this keep an eye out? What do you mean keep an eye? What, 24/7?
If somebody says they're going to shoot up people and somebody's got a bunch of weapons, yeah, you got to lock them up. It's over. Right? You can't say, oh, just go see a doctor, get some mental health help, have some time to yourself to figure out what's going on with your life.
Yeah.
No, we're beyond that.
Who are the geniuses at this mental health center who let them out?
And this idea that, well, you know, we take their guns. Well, you can take their guns, but don't get other guns unless you lock them up. Or as John says, medicate them. Both.
Yeah, but you have to have somebody there shooting him up every few hours with some
type of
sedative.
Well, he has to be in a mental hospital for the rest of his life.
Yeah, there is no other choice but a lifetime commitment to a mental hospital.
Yeah.
Where you keep him constantly drugged up, tied up, strapped in.
The story in the Wall Street Journal says that if you go back to 1966... half of all mass shooters who killed four people or more leaked their intent to others beforehand, according to an organization called the Violence Project. More than three quarters, of course, purchased their weapons legally. And that often is the case, as we've seen with the mass shootings in the last few years.
Because it's a psychotic disorder. They're not in control of their minds anymore. So, you know, of course they're going to blurt out and make threats and make it obvious what they want to do. They can't control themselves.
Yeah, it's the voices, they're just repeating the voices because it's driving them crazy. Right.
Right. So, what? Because they always preach about wanting to save lives. Our highest priority is the safety of our citizens. When there's only one alternative, it's not even an alternative. When there's only one choice. And that's to lock someone up forever in a mental hospital. Then you have to do it. If you don't do it, then people are going to get killed.
Go ahead.
No, it's just that everybody in Maine in law enforcement in that mental health center in the military there, they all failed badly. They were all scared. They were all cowardly. Everybody was afraid to take them on.
Story says less than 5% of people with mental illness are violent. So let's get that 5% and lock them up. It doesn't sound like a lot to me, right?
I read that quote from so many officials. Again, everybody's worried about the stigma. Just stop obsessing about stigma and put the guys away who have said publicly they're going to kill. Let's look at that 5%. Let's look at whatever percentage of that 5% actually follows through with a mass shooting. Focus on that. Yes. Don't worry about the people who haven't threatened to shoot up a school or a workplace. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about their stigma. Worry
Nobody
about
was
the guys
more obvious with it than Robert Card. All right, we're going to return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Should be a stigma on everybody connected to this case in government.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 till 4. And if you miss the show or key parts of it, and you go to the John and Ken on demand podcast on the iHeart app and listen to the rest.
And use that app to connect to our fabulous Moist line, which returns again on Friday. Leave a message. We get all sorts of opinions and comments on that Moist line that we don't have time for during the regular show, but we play them all in a row on Friday at 3:20 and 3:50. You can also call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, she's agreed to talk to us. Coming up at 3:05, the woman that probably would have been raped if it wasn't daylight and a couple of bystanders nearby in Long Beach. Not that long ago, the attacker came up from behind, knocked her down, apparently had his pants down. Turns out he's vagrant. Well, the news came down today that he will not be charged with a felony, according to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. That's what they're recommending, misdemeanor charges. We'll get Rebecca Peterson's response to all this at 3:05.
George Gascon doesn't care about a woman who nearly raped by a crazy pantsless guy in daylight on camera that we all can see. He doesn't care. No. Wow. He is a sicko. He's really a sicko, isn't he?
Long Beach has taken, besides L.A., parts of L.A., the brunt of the homeless problem because they're the end of the line for one of the trains. It comes from downtown all the way to Long Beach. It used to be called the Blue Line. They can now call the A Line. And that's where the vagrants get off. And they're all hanging out there because they're told, end of the line, you got to get off. So they get off on one of the streets and some don't leave.
The only thing nuttier than the vagrants are the people who run the city of Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. We've had mayor became congressman. But this new mayor is just as bad.
And then the public votes for these people over and over again. And now you have women getting sexually assaulted in the street by a guy with no pants, and Gascon doesn't see a felony. Everyone else sees a felony. Gascon is the only one who doesn't.
All right, so be listening for that interview in about less than 30 minutes now. We did report, of course, that Dippity-Doo Gavin Newsom has been in China with his big trip, and that brings us to this story because that's a good place for him to go if he wants to study communism. If he wants to study taking over industry and setting prices and wages, because that's what they do in communist countries. Because that's what they sort of did with this fast food wage bill. Now, remember the history of this. They passed the bill in the legislature that was going to set up a brand new council to oversee the fast food chains in California. Wages, working conditions, blah, blah, blah. Like a communist country would. Well, then the fast food people said, you know what? We're going to take this to the ballot and probably overthrow it. So they collected a lot of signatures. It got put on hold. And then they reached a compromise. And the compromise is that the fast food companies have agreed to raise the minimum wage in California to $20 an hour starting April 1st. Between 2025 and 2029, the appointed council had the authority to raise the hourly minimum wage annually by whichever is lower, 3.5%, or the annual change in the consumer price index. So they would have had a lot more power. Supposedly this way, they have power over the minimum wage that the fast food companies pay their employees, not all the wages. That's why the fast food companies decided to do the compromise.
And you know why?
Go with this. But they've turned around and made the announcement that they're going to raise their menu prices next year. And I knew this was coming. And this could be significant because for some of these chains, they're moving, they're going up 18%. Chipotle is one of the ones that made this. The new pay floor means it will hike its wages roughly 18%. Currently, the average wage in the state is $17 an hour. So this is going to really put a dent in one of their big expenses, which is labor costs. The only way that they can come out the other side is by cutting expenses or raising your food prices.
Well, it's up to the public if they're going to pay it or not.
I know. And that's why I feel sorry for these companies, because they're forced to do this and they're going to lose business.
Yeah. And what I've seen in several McDonald's is kiosks. You order at a screen and then your order is presented on the counter, but it eliminates a set of employees at the register.
It does.
You pick your choices on the screen, you put your credit card in, and then you wait for someone to call out your number. So they're gonna further automate all the fast food and all the fast food.
Oh, there's one, I think, I don't know which chain it is, and it's in Vegas, but it's all robots. I wanted to go there. It's all automated. There's like no employees there. I wonder how that goes.
Because Newsom,
I walked past a kiosk the other day that can make you coffee drinks. It was just like a little robot machine. It was just in a mall or something, but I don't know. There'd be no person involved. You can get yourself, you can put together whatever you want the coffee to be, and you can watch the thing mix it.
These idiot union workers, you're going to be out of work. You're going to have your wage boost for a short period of time, and then you're going to be unemployed. Because ultimately, the companies aren't going to pay it.
They're not charities, right. They don't sit there and go, how can we pay all our employees enough money so they can have a beautiful home and raise 10 children? Anybody know? Yeah? Oh, we can pay them all $100 an hour? Let's do that. That's not how it works. That's how they think it works in Sacramento, or how it should work.
Because this is what happened. What did they let in? They let in millions of poor people, right? So you have all these poor people without skills. They show up for these service jobs, and they go, wow, this pays crap. It's like, yeah, it's supposed to pay crap. Because anybody can do the work. There's no talent here. There's no skill. Right. You don't need a 160 IQ. You don't need an advanced degree. You're just a body. And your body's easily replaced by another body. So now you vote for all these communists in government. They come up with a commission. You know, McDonald's is ordered to pay X dollars an hour. Guess what? McDonald's isn't going to pay it. One way or the other, they're not going to pay it. They'll go out of business. They'll start cutting employees, putting in robots. Now, public's gonna hit a limit on what they're gonna pay for a bad burger.
McDonald's and Chipotle are quite different. McDonald's franchise is out, so it's really gonna be up to your local franchise how much they're gonna raise prices. Chipotle, though, they own the locations. They own the overwhelming majority of the locations, and they've made it clear that we have the freedom to raise prices, and we're going to have to. And Chipotle's got a huge percentage of its stores in California. This is a big base for them.
And if the public doesn't,
15% of their restaurants are here and the company's headquarters.
You know what? And it's easy for a customer to cut the bill. I've been doing this at restaurants. I can't believe what they charge, right?
Yeah.
You go to a normal, mid-range Italian restaurant. They want $28, $32 for a plate of pasta.
I know.
It used to be $15.
But that's, and, you know, the ingredients are costing them. So what are they going to do?
Well, I think a lot of these places are just piling on the charges because you have an all-purpose excuse of inflation.
And it's possible,
I think they're testing to see just how much will people pay.
Well, remember they were adding a little COVID surcharge a couple of years ago?
Oh,
so we're adding little surcharges for...
I'll never pay that. I don't care about the people. You know what? Go get your own COVID treatments. Don't charge me for your COVID treatments.
Well, they're saying that it was tough to stay open because a lot of employees didn't come back and they had a tough time. And they're saying, we lost so much money, we got to make up a little.
I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying for people's health insurance. I'm paying for the burger. I'm paying for the pasta. That's it. And so anyway, now what I do is I don't order a salad, you know? They want $17 for a...
when did you ever order a salad, John?
Caesar salad.
He does.
I eat
Caesar
that.
Salads, yes.
Okay. But not anymore.
Really nothing but croutons, cheese, and
a lot of dressing.
Yeah. Romaine lettuce.
Right. Oh, so now the salad isn't good enough for you.
I didn't say that. I'm just surprised that you order salad. I didn't know that you ate salad. And romaine, oh my God, you used to talk about how romaine was tainted, right? And that people get ill from, not salmonella, but
romaine in a bag. I don't eat. Well,
you
like
don't know what you don't know
bag?
What restaurants maybe they use bags.
Well, it's a moot point now. I don't eat salads anymore. It's if they want to jack up my pasta to $28 or more, then fine.
He skips the salad, right?
Not buying a salad. Not buying a dessert. They tried to charge me for bread at one place. I stopped ordering them.
Bread.
Really, bread?
Yes, $10. I was at some restaurant.
Really?
I couldn't believe it. $10 for bread.
There's a couple of restaurants I go to. They still give you the bread for free. I didn't know they were charging for bread at other places. Wow.
And the suggested tip comes, and now the range is 18, 20, 25. It's like, get out of here, you 25.
Yeah, it's 18, 25%. Yeah.
I got one. How about a 12% tip just for being obnoxious?
All right, we'll be back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app. Obnoxious tip.
I have enough bills and problems. I don't have to take care of your issues. All right.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. Coming up after the news at 3 o'clock, our guest will be Rebecca Peterson. Back on October 20th, she was on a street in Long Beach, walking down the sidewalk, middle of the afternoon. A man walks up behind her, grabs her, lifts her dress. She falls to the ground. A witness nearby approaches the man as he tried to leave. He runs away. He was gone before the cops got there. But they have arrested Miguel and Angel Avila Figueroa, age 30. The news this afternoon is that he's only going to be charged by the LA County DA's office with a misdemeanor. Misdemeanor counts of sexual battery and vandalism. Not a felony. So
that's
Rebecca
not a
will
felony.
Talk to us. She, right from the beginning, agreed to be interviewed and put her name out there because she wants to stop this from happening and make everybody aware of what's going on out there.
A guy without pants on video in the daytime jumps this poor woman, knocks her to the ground, intent on a sexual assault. George Gascon sees nothing. He sees nothing. Misdemeanors are nothing. There's no jail time for most misdemeanors. Nothing.
No.
Just run along. Do what you're doing.
She said, when I turned around, I did notice he started picking up his pants. If it wasn't in broad daylight and that good Samaritan sitting there, that suspect would have raped me.
The women who voted for George Gascon, how's everybody feeling now? That you could be knocked to the ground by a guy without pants who's intent on sexually assaulting you. And because he stops in the middle of it, there's going to be no jail time. How do you feel? You voted for Gascon. You rarely hear about people discussing their voting choices, right?
Yeah.
So how is it 3 years later? You feel safe? Feel like you'd walk around at night, go to a restaurant, wear nice clothes and jewelry, you know, go shopping at a mall? You feel like you can? That vote work out?
He just, Gascon just sent out one of his emails. I guess we're on his mailing list. We're on everybody's mailing list. But anyway, he's trumpeting an El Segundo Times story. Killings are down in the U.S., but does anybody notice? Does anybody notice that killings are down? Nobody's reporting on this. Everyone's saying it's just a horrible world out there. The world isn't safe. Well, first of all, the beginning of the pandemic, the only people apparently wandering around the streets were the killers, the gang members. They were killing people.
I
tamped down this year, but honestly,
I would like
a lot
to
of other
grab,
crimes that are up.
I'd like to grab Gascon and throw him in a room with 15 women on the West Side and let him say that.
Yeah.
What are you afraid of? What are you afraid? Because it's what we discussed yesterday with that Alameda County DA. If you report a crime, the police don't come. They never catch people. They don't catch burglars. They don't catch shoplifters. They don't catch people in the street who commit assaults. They don't even look for them. If they find them, there's the charge is a cheap misdemeanor. Misdemeanor in L.A. County is no jail time generally. None.
All right, so Rebecca will join us after the news at 3 o'clock. You want to be here for that. Or if you can't be, don't forget the podcast will be posted up between 4 and 4:30 at KFIAM640.com and, of course, the iHeart Radio app. I hear it only because it's kind of funny. Here is the one Halloween story we're going to do. It's Halloween, John. Did you know that? So your kids are all grown up. You used to take the day off all the time years ago.
I know. That was fun. I missed that. That was a good time.
Well, you could still go out. No?
Yeah,
just walk around your neighborhood like some weird...
The best thing about having kids is you get to live a certain amount of your childhood over again through their eyes.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I remember, was it you or somebody else told me, it's better than Christmas. They live for this.
Yes, it was. It was more fun than Christmas.
A 2015 survey by the Atlanta Vampire Alliance said that 5,000 people in the United States identify as vampires. You know, you've heard of everything else in this world today about people identifying as something that you wouldn't expect or with different gender, different,
different species.
Yeah.
Like people who identify as dogs.
Now, would you say these people, I mean, some of them are doing it for fun, but some of them I think are kind of serious about this.
Well, mostly it's a mental illness. When you identify as something that you are not, I mean, that is... prime proof that you're mentally ill.
But your inner voices are telling you this is who you are. This is who you really are.
Your inner voices. There you go. If you have inner voices, that means you're mentally ill. And if your inner voices are telling you you're a vampire, then you need to be locked up too.
The USA Today talked to a woman from Ohio named Helen Schweizer, and I imagine she dresses up like this all the time. She does have fangs. They're so good. They don't look fake. Like she had some kind of cosmetic dentistry done to create like a fang look.
You know, I don't get these.
Dark red lipstick and makes her face all pale.
Good.
And she walks around with a black cape and flowy sleeves.
Okay. So she's 8 years old. She's a freak.
She's 28 here? Yeah, she's 28.
Yeah, 28. Sure. That's marriage material.
She does not drink people's blood, though. She wants to be clear.
It's good to know. I have never watched a vampire show or a vampire movie or read a vampire book. I have never understood the appeal of that entire
Dracula
genre. I don't get it.
Because you don't like horror movies. People don't like horror movies.
No, I just don't. It's stupid.
You don't like fiction, right? So,
No, specifically this. What possibly is interesting about that whole... that genre, that character, the whole idea of a vampire. Like, who thought that up? Why do people find that interesting? Why is it so obsessive among some people? What?
It's like the people who dress up as cartoon Marvel characters and go to these conventions.
Yeah, same thing.
Comic book things. And,
same thing. Yeah, I know. They dress up as...
They're not that different from you because they think that regular life pretty much sucks and I don't belong on this planet. So they go off into a world of fantasy. You don't do that, but they do that. But you've also got your own theory that the world is horrible and stupid and give me an exit bag.
Look at all the people dressed as vampires.
This part of the story, I couldn't believe, though. Of the 5,000 people in the United States, some of them do drink blood from willing donors. Can you imagine that it actually happens? That they connect with somebody online or somewhere?
It's disgusting.
You can't be...
You're going to catch an
infection.
Drinking
someone else's blood, that's not healthy.
You're going to catch it in a hepatitis.
What? Do you have a blood shake?
Oh, my God.
Like a smoothie? You put it in there with some of Deborah's vegetables?
That's disgusting.
Some fruit and maybe
a
even a body part?
Smoothie.
Without the blood, please.
So gross. Is that a girl thing? Are more girls into vampires? I don't know what guys
I'm
into
not
it.
Into vampires. I've never been to vampires.
I have never had a single conversation with anybody about it. I don't know anybody.
Those Twilight movies?
No, my kids did. So I did.
I got stuck watching them with my sister, and John had three boys, so that makes total sense why he didn't have to watch them.
Yeah.
No, nobody brought up vampires.
The girls did like the Twilight movies. Yeah.
My daughter read the books a million times.
Well, so is that some weird thing? They want their blood sucked out?
No, there's more to it than that. I don't know what, but yes, I don't know.
What is more to it?
I know my daughter's not interested in that.
Well, she was definitely interested in the.
I think she liked vampire the two characters.
Male the male characters in Twilight.
Blood, the blood. That's a minor. Well, it isn't really.
But that's the only thing that vampires do. What do they do besides suck blood out of people?
They do other things. Well, I don't know.
That's how they live. They have to have that for you have to have food and water.
But that's not all. There's much more to vampires, I'm sure.
Okay. I don't think so.
All right. Let's do a deep dive. Okay.
When we come back, our guest will be Rebecca Peterson. She's the woman that was assaulted, sexually assaulted, really, on the streets of Long Beach just about 10 days ago. And we find out today that her attacker, misdemeanor charges. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.